وصحبه ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected Imam, respected Shuyukh, respected Ulema, scholars, elders, sisters, brothers, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yom Jumu'ah Mubarak to all of you. Last week, we started about the signs of the end of times. The signs that are looking at us, but due to very few of our scholars speaking on this, we're not even reading the signs. So today I want to speak again on the machinery of deception and the trial of Gaza. So as you can see, the giant system, the system of deceit, deception, lies, the surroundings. It is popping onto our screens, it is popping onto our televisions, it is in our news, everything. And we Muslims who are supposed to be the great, the best ummah, and people read this verse, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّتِ. We are the best of people. أُخْرِج. I'm coming to أُخْرِج. We are the best of people. No, no, it's in the past tense. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّتِ. We were the best of people. Allah is talking in that verse to us now. You were the best of people. Where is the Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? Where is Umar al-Farooq? Where is Uthman al-Ghani? Where is Imam Ali? Where is the Ashar al-Mubashar? Where is the leaders of Jannah? Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Sayyidah Fatima. Why are you not speaking about Hazrat Zayd, the son of Imam Zainul Abidin, who revolted again? Karbala was in 61 AH. And 61 years later, the grandson of Imam Hussein took them on again. So these forces are right around us, but the beauty is, our people who make so much of noise and like to sling this kufr fatwa everywhere, you know who has taken on the challenge today and who's exposing this entire system? Sayyid Salman Nadvi. Allah bless him. From Nadwa, the sister university of Darul Uloom Deoband. They have waken up. Our people are busy making each other prophets. Fighting who's greater, this one is greater, better. We're going to lose the youth. They're the flower of the nation, they're still budding. Don't kill them before they bloom. Now the Jadic system, it offers false paradise. It controls survival in exchange for killing your ruh, your soul. So this Dajjalic system looks like it's very advanced throughout the world. It is advanced because they beat us. They know statistics. They plot ahead. Then people want to know, why you don't put on Palestine? Well, I told you this last week. Firstly, WhatsApp. I repeat, WhatsApp. Any SMS you send. Facebook. Instagram. Don't even like the post on
They'll type it. It's all controlled by Zionist Zuckerberg. I'm repeating again and again and again. Use it maybe to spread your deed generally. Read something on Passover, but don't like the post, then they track it. Now this Musk,
he wants to come back to Cape Town, Simon's Town.
And he wants to make something, it's called a neural chip, that you don't need a phone no more. He's going to implant it in your brain. So next time you want to send me some message, you just have to think about it. And AI will say, must I send? You just say send. But you have to have natural intelligence to use artificial intelligence. Because that thing is going to defeat them. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ حَذَا بَعْتِينَ. Oh my Allah, you did not create anything in vain. Because it's getting all the information. But don't leave footprints for them to track you. You've got to know how to put them off guard. Not, I am booking into Habibia Sufi Masjid. I am now booking into some restaurant. I am booking into the circus. Put them off guard. Put their arm booking into Al-Aqsa. I am booking into Al-Madinah. I am booking into France. But we are. You've got to fight them with their own means. Think about it. How do you take your blood pressure? They put one in the machine, it gets tight, they feed it through your body, over the clothes. Right? They can even read what you're thinking through your nervous system. So you think about something, and next thing you see it popping up all over as they got us. What have Muslims invented in the last 100 years? Tell me. Even the Hindus invented signal, what they call these other things. Well, what have we invented except fitna, mischief? That's all we invented. So, kuntum khayra ummah, you were the best of people. Ukhrij, who evolved? You have to evolve, you have to have knowledge. Combined with love. Evolved. To prohibit what is wrong. To enjoin what is good. But first you got to make sure that what you're prohibiting is not wrong. Is wrong. The Holy Quran says, Surah 6 verse 8. Surah 6. Verse 8. You may write it down in case you think 61. Surah 61, verse 8. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ. These people, even kufr, understand what it means. Those who cover the truth, they know the truth. That's why you call it kufr. Kufr is covering the truth when you know it. These people who cover the truth, like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they knew the truth. But they covered it up to go with the system. Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, was assassinated, was killed by poison. Arrows were fired at his janaza. But no investigation. Because the government of that time was what? The people who did this. Imam Zayd, whose body, when he carried out this stamp, 61 years after Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin's son, and this is where the Zaydi Shias of Yemen come from. They believe in the Quran. They do not malign Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. So don't get carried away. I repeat what I said many times with Iran. Because they weren't defending Palestine from the Islamic Revolution, 1978. How long? Let's go around the figure, 80 to 25. 45 years. No, they didn't do nothing. Only when their sovereignty is threatened, then they stand up. They have never said we're standing for us. So when the Trump just tells them stop, they stop. If you want to go, you go all out. You go all out. So these kuffar who want to cover the truth, they know the truth. Want to put Allah's light off? The Quran is saying, Surah 61, verse 8. No, they can never do it. They can never do it. And how they want to do it? With their mouths. You don't fight with your mouth. If you stand for the truth, you fight to the dead. And those who think that what this man is saying is leading the people to some other direction away from your so-called demands, then kill me. Because it's not easy. Kill me, I'm ready to die. Because on my head is the qadam of the Panjat al-Pak. On my head is the hand of my descendants, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr Siddiq. On our heads, through Sufi Sahib, is the hand of Ghaus al-Azam, Pir and Pir Dastagir, and Khaja Ram, Muhammadin Chishti. So it's not going to be very easy. I've got heavy backstop. So they want to silence all this, and then don't get carried away. You know, Piers Morgan, first he was speaking against the Ghazans. Now he's speaking for the Ghazans. Hey, they're setting you up. They're setting you up. What radio station we got? I don't know any of them. How much are you talking about us? Now, since we have many African Muslims coming, this is Africa. You know in Ghana, you read Roots? Kunta Kunte was taken from Ghana, taken to America, enslaved. A human being was enslaved. Then he found out he's a Muslim. Farooq Abdullah, his great Umar Farooq Abdullah. Umar Farooq Abdullah, one of the great scholars from the West, after he read the autobiography of Malik al-Shahbaz, who is Malik al-Shahbaz? Malcolm X became a Muslim. So he didn't read from a Darul Uloom scholar. He read from a person who went to jail and held the whole dictionary. Now, in Ghana they say, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, it's just the Ghanaese people, please excuse me, but let me tell you to read on Urdu, Sheikh, which we do. We force Indian Islam down the palate. So Sheikh can maybe correct. You know Ghanaese? Okay. Kere kere ne dua kisi obinini ho obekiri muniya. I don't know myself what I said, but I'll translate it for you.
This is to say, we have resources.
They say wisdom, wisdom, hikmah, not ilm, wisdom, is like a baobab tree. You know what's a baobab tree? That big tree.
There's a very big, the world's biggest bow that you think you're looking at a forest, but it's just one tree.
Right? If you try to put your hands around it, the Ghanaese people say, alone, your hands are only going to reach there. But if you join hands in acts of virtue and protest,
it'll go right.
Ubuntu. Okay? Now in Malawi, they have a saying. I'm not going to read from Malawi because Sheikh is going to laugh.
Okay.
Where there is too much sugar, what you must expect? Ants. Where there is too much gold, silver, diamond, natural resources, you must expect the capitalist elite to come here. These British ants, these American ants, these European ants, and all the chantas in the old country that will work against you. A world that's comfortable, this is what it means also. In a world of comfort, when you're silent about main issues, not about promoting yourself, not about standing up, I'm protecting the Ahlul Bayt, who are you to protect the Ahlul Bayt? Allah will protect it. I'm protecting the Allah of Rasulullah, who are you to protect the Allah of Rasulullah? Allah will protect it. He's always been protecting it. Then you get moral decay. Now I've seen one of the posts, I won't take names, of one of our school principals, he's very close to us. First he spoke about system, substance abuse in schools, he wrote a letter. Allah bless him, he's speaking out. Now you get, I'm an ex-teacher, I know, moral decay in schools. They just went. They're not worried. When we were in school, if you walk in the street with your uniform which represents the school, and you take your tie and put it out like this, and take your shoes out and put one tacky on, the teacher will stop you or the principal in the road and give you a good hiding. So there you go, do that. They go pull out their tie and the knife. You know, no matter. Moral decay. Moral decay. Then the principles are so tied up. That's why I said, beware who. Beware who finances you. Who finances you contains you. Who contains you advises you. And the truth cannot be contained. They say, no, this boy, we can't do him nothing. You know, his father will stop the donations. And he knows too. Because the teacher is coming a second-hand car, he's pulling in with a brand new Porsche into the school. Yeah, who are you? This is this generation, if I could swear, is finished. The boat was starting to say that. They're finished. One, we spoiled them, including me. In all this, you open your mouth in front of the elders, in front. The first drone was mommy's jumper, and it never missed the target. She just take it out and give. You talk to your teachers, to adults, how you feel like. Your father was there, he just come and give you one tappari, you know where he's going to land. It'll hit you worse than the 8.8 earthquake. You shake, Allah protect those people who are going to desert heights. I got my own conspiracy theory about this whole thing. You see, on the world map, if you see Russia here and you see America there, well, I don't know, if you believe in the flat world, I ask you for math. You come like this. It's only 50 k's between Russia and America. I never heard of tsunamis. I was a school teacher. I taught history, I talked to the geography teachers. We never heard of tsunamis. I think they think the nuclear bomb under the sea so no one lives a fish. Then, now we come to materialism, the main thing, pesa, bek, tamasha, dek. Now it's happening in Kawaris. Pesa, peh, well, not a matka, natkas too, huh? Very expensive, 1,800 euros an hour. Before I can come on your radio, you must wire this. No, don't wire it because they'll catch me in the airport. I've got my contacts here, they send the money. That's what you're reading, not notkas. Notkas. Then you, our people, to that man, my days ago, Allahumma, subhanallah, subhanallah, iska dhamma nahi chorege. Sara, na dhamma chorege, to pakhiya adhine. Huh? Ghost ka dhamma nahi chorege. Catch the dhamma first. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Wali. In Bukhari Sharif, cursed and the worst person is the slave of gold and the slave of silver.
Materials. I've been to the airport a couple of times, I just see all these big, big deals.
Where are you coming from, bro? Dubai. But you did last week. Yeah, Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey is catching up with it. Now everyone wants Dubai. United Arab Emirates. Qatar.
Ronaldo, we don't want to move. He doesn't want to dribble these those two. You know what? Wake up, read the economy. 0% interest, 0% bank charges. That's very good. Not all, illa mashallah. If the cap don't fit, you don't wear it. Then oversized caps are in fashion too, you can wear it if you want. Now, in South Africa, they say something. A child who's not embraced by the village will burn the whole village down to feel its warmth. You see, everyone's doing it. So it's alright. Kuntum khayra ummati. I wore big kurta. I grew my beard big. We are the best of people. No, no, past tense. You were the best of people. Check it out. Ask your mujtis and mullahs. Now, okay, time is nearly up. Let me go very quickly. So they burn the whole village to feel the warmth. Meaning, if you don't go with the flow, they're going to throw you out. They are going to be warm towards you. Now, in Malawi, they say again, they say, one finger cannot pick up the porridge. One finger cannot pick up the porridge. The fingers got to come together. It's talking about unity. Not in case the Urdu speakers take off. Yeah, I didn't need my Urdu share anybody. Ek nazar darkaar hai, jo parda hata de. Baatin ki duniya dikha de, hakikat suna de. You know what it means. Make the people hear the truth, whether they like it or not. Medicine is better. So what can we do? What can we do? We got a weapon. Make dua for Gaza. Make dua for our people who come to this masjid. That's why the Prophet emphasized, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, wa ilayka yad. But we're leaving all that off. And don't make long, long duas. People can only take so much. One dua from the heart is enough. But don't leave this dua, because Allah first addresses nas, mankind. Allahumma ansur, O Allah, help. Fi muslimina fi kulli makan. The people who are going through zulam, oppression throughout the world. So think of other human beings too. Then Allahumma ansur muslimina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur muslimina fi al-Quds. Allahumma ansur muslimina fi al-Ghazza. I mean, if you're going to put all over Facebook, we're throwing bottles into the sea. You're telling them on their platform.
What you are doing, they're going to intercept about this. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't show a person's nakedness, and you're putting all over skeletons, you know. It hurts my heart to see all these pictures. We know what's happening, we're not stupid. But we are helpless. What is our weapon? Real dua with tears. Say in your own language. Say in Memon, say in Gujarati, say in Urdu, say in English, say in Malawi, say in Sudanese. Make real dua from the heart and cry. Support them with voice, with wealth and courage. Now everybody takes advantage of the situation. Be careful where you give your money to. Because the ships can't enter there. Egypt closes the borders. The bottles are being intercepted. So everyone capitalizes on this. Illa mashallah. How are they getting the money in the water? They stopped that flotilla yesterday. Reconnect with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wazifa. Thursday night read Surah Qaf. You can't read the whole surah, read 10 verses. You can't read the whole 10, read 3. Make it easy. And stand for truth. Stand for truth. As Malcolm X says, I'm for truth, no matter who it's against. Against my own too, I'm for truth. That's why that man is remembered up here. And, too much to say. In Nigeria they say, Masoora ala bayazama sarki. I don't know Nigerians, I could say it. He who fears the sun will not become the chief. So Ghaza is one of the biggest signs of the time, of the end. It's coming. Ghaza. It's a test of our conscience. Our elders warned us about Safar month. Then couple of nighties went to Darul Uloom for 3 years. No, in Muslim Sharif, they said there's no calamity. You know you've been into danger? That's why Sultan Abdul Hamid burnt all the copies of Bukhari that came from the West. Now it's coming from Saudi. In Safar month, take it easy. Don't go out unnecessarily. Keep Sakkah every day. Till the last Wednesday. These are our elders and prophets. We take Islam from people, not from books that have been tampered with. Give them. Be careful. You saw yesterday in Taif what happened? These big, big men crowds. 32 children on there. It just snuck in half and fell apart. With American technology, British engineering, German machinery. Allah seems plain in the place where my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned. Where his Mubarak blood had to get stuck to his Mubarak Nalim. Stop playing with us. Saudi Arabia. No, you know why I went for Umrah? All my sins will be forgiven. I repeat, the sins committed against Allah will be forgiven. Until you ask man who you wrong for sin, sins against man is not forgiven. Bismillah.